The new German film, Head On, explores the relationship between two troubled young Germans of Turkish descent. Film critic David Edelstein says that when traditional Turkish culture clashes with contemporary Western lifestyle, the result is an edgy love story.
One big attraction of Hollywood movies is watching emotions that in real life would be messy, ugly, and brutal, transformed into the stuff of zany romantic comedy. Two nutty people, a guy and a gal, meet cute, act out their anxieties in endearing ways, make each other jealous, and break up. And then the guy comes to his senses and leaps into a taxi and tries to reach the woman before she leaves on the plane or train or bus or boat. This comforting ritual isn't entirely removed from the real world. It's just that what seem like intractable problems of character and circumstance tend to melt away like chocolate in your true love's mouth. The transfixing new German movie Head On adds a dose of strychnine to that bonbon. Directed by the 31-year-old Fatih Akin, it's one part screwball to one part Sid and Nancy, with interludes of Turkish wedding music to really weird you out. It hovers on the outskirts of romantic comedy and even farce before taking a hard swerve into the land of worst-case scenarios. The central couple meets cute. Well, kinda cute. They're both in a hospital after violent suicide attempts. Kavit, played by Birol Ünel, is an unkempt alcoholic druggie who works in a punk club collecting empty glasses and lives in squalor. He deliberately ran his car into a brick wall, head on, of course. Sybil, played by Sybil Kekilli, cut her wrists, but not, Kavit explains helpfully, in the right direction to make her bleed to death. Hearing that, she gazes on him with big dark eyes and sees her liberation. A promiscuous nonconformist from a repressive Turkish family, Sybil thinks she can use Kavit, whose background is also Turkish, to keep that family at bay. She can marry him and keep sleeping around. This is the farce part, the attempt to put one over on Sybil's family, including the brother who punished her wandering ways by breaking her nose. Kavit loathes Turkish culture, but his life is dead-ended. He has nothing better to do. And he takes a weird pleasure in taunting Sybil. He puts his wedding band on his middle finger, and as they dance at the ceremony, whispers crude sexist insults into her ear. When they're ushered into a private room for the customary deflowering, they do lines of cocaine and stare into space. Our comedies have primed us for the pair to fall madly in love, and I'm not saying they don't, but they're almost never in sync, and they're both prone to making wildly self-destructive spectacles of themselves. When Kavit decides Sybil means something to him, he drains a glass of booze, ecstatically smashes it down on the bar, and then pounds the shards with his hand. By the time he hits the dance floor, he's practically hemorrhaging. Head On doesn't sound like a lot of fun, but it keeps you on edge, laughing nervously, appalled and against the odds, enchanted. The writer-director, Akin, uses a traditional Turkish band to signal the start of each new act. They stand in a line by the Bosphorus River before a picture postcard view of Istanbul, and these stylized interludes remind you of the formal Turkish culture that the characters have left behind. They also give the movie some much-needed lift. The actors do, too. Ünel's Kavit is handsome but prodigiously unhygienic. He can bathe and comb his hair, but dissolution and chaos leaks from his pores. The voluptuous Sidel Kekilli has a motor that runs at a much faster speed. She takes everything to the edge. That gorgeous, bumpy nose reminds you she's been walloped once and that she's daring the world to wallop her again. Head On is a downer, but it doesn't leave you demolished. There's something tonic about experiencing screwball conventions without the fairy godmother of comedy flying in to wave a wand and dissolve the obstacles. We watch the head-on collision of these two unstable souls and think, I'm glad I wasn't in that wreck.
David Edelstein is the film critic for the online magazine Slate.